Come on, baby. Music in the back. Hold on. Let me take the mic off so I can. Voice meter output. I forgot how to change it. No wonder. No music. I still need the music. Yeah, it's messed up. I guess it's fine. I'm listening to music and you guys are not, so I don't care. Yeah, so anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. If you're wondering what we're listening to, I just finished my catalog of this. No, let me try it. Let me try to restart. Maybe it will work. No. Yeah, not. It's voice meter and others. Other stuff, internal things. I don't know why it does that. This is just my feedback. I don't know. Anyway, bypass it. I'm not gonna go dig in. I can do that later. Do a sound check. So anyway, no, I coffee today. I had it already. There's a bubble in my tongue. Yeah, I had my coffee already. Have more. Oh, gonna squint down here to talk. There we go. Yeah, now my voice is directly on the mic. Should be okay. Nice and loud, right? Yeah. Okay. I have my coffee this already. So I decided to, it was like 2 days ago, went to the Asian market. They had the Taiwanese stuff, which I love. Except I never had this thing from this company called the Famous House. The famous, so famous. It's a famous house. Milk, had an apple milk drink. And today we're having lychee milk drink. It's not what you think. You think, oh, lychee, fruity, ooh, milk, ooh. Like milk tea, something. Actually tastes like more like milk tea than actually some kind of fruit drink. So I taste it. I'm like, oh, no. Well, if you don't drink it in, Chris, you just put your mouth over the cup and you smell. It's like, oh my God. Aroma is wonderful. You take a sip. You're like, oh. Yum, 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 yum. And then, no. No, it was somebody from somebody from not from Taiwan. Say non-Asians, non-Japanese, they would be like, oh my God, bleh. Right, but I'm like, I'll drink it. It's so weird. They have a banana milk. I would think that would taste good. Apple milk tastes like, you know, when you had a apple cinnamon cereal with milk in it. Right, you finish the cereal, you have a little bit of milk left. That's what it tastes like. It's like, yeah, that's all right. But lychee? Like, I'm guessing it's to get everybody from Asia to drink more milk, more dairy, so it's better for their bones and vitamin D. Because, yeah, we Asians need lots and lots of vitamin D. Why I went to it. Why I went to the private school next to my house. Actually, I can show. I will show it in the video. On the video, if you see it, put a new tab. Google.com. I'll show you where exactly I lived. The building of where I grew up, where I was born, and grew up. See this circle? Like when you go in, type in 101, it's type in 101. National Dr. Song Yat-sen's Memorial Park. I went there a lot. I was kid. Played there a lot too. Just the big circle thing here. The thing here. Our house was here, building. The earthquake we had when we were kids destroyed that building. It created basically split three parts, and they had to dismantle the thing. We moved. Well, my grandparents moved. They moved to a better housing. Or a better one, I don't know, somewhere, I forgot where. Close by. New building, it's very nice. Closed it off. And they didn't stay. It's like, nah, we just take the money. See, if they stayed, they would have got a nice apartment over there. So this the school I went to called Taipei Fuxing. Did they have a website? Oh, here we go. This is the school I went to. So when I went to school over there, they encourage us to drink milk. I didn't know why. I loved milk too, but I fart a lot too. Having a diarrhea all the time. Because our body wasn't meant to have a full-on dairy product. But I didn't care. Give me milk. And I went, drink the whole thing. Like, oh, yeah. So I got bigger bones than my siblings for a good reason. Because milk. I can still drink milk. I'm drinking the lychee milk. It's like, oh, but still just, oh. And of course I'm going to fart for the rest of the day. The rest of days I'll be farting. No, the rest of today, I'll be farting. It's coming up. My other headphones on, so you can hear it. It's echoing. That's weird when you hear that. So yeah, that's why I grew up in all these cool restaurants they open. Yeah, so like if China comes over, I mean, look at the Taiwan beef noodles. You have no idea. I'm even a small shop like this. It's like, oh. So that's where I grew up. And my I'm trying to find my grandma's place. Grandma's place is around here. I was born there. It's Mermaid Hall. There's a theater. I remember that. There's a whole bunch of stuff. You can walk. I took a walk. One went back. I mean, pretty much walk. Whole Taipei City. I'm like, Even went to the National Palace, walk there, and there were people like family friends, say, where did you come from? Say, a taxi? Say, no, I walked. It's like, walked? It's like, I used to do this in Manhattan. It's just nothing. So, there's a new Taipei City. My uncle has a house there, and my aunt has a house. I think they're going to sell it. Why move back? Yeah, maybe one day. They get lots of money. If it's Shiba Inu, Shiba has a news. The Shiba news. Shiba's doing something. I'm going to switch to this. This is on CoinDesk. Shiba Inu Layer 2 blockchain. Shibarium. To release beta versions this week. It costs, each Shibarium is things like $5. That's a lot. Like, holy cow, man, they get big. If they get big. If Shiba, regular Shiba token goes to $1. I can move to Taiwan. If Taiwan's still there, being blocked off with the communist, I'll move back. Like Japan, I will do that too. But let me go find the Kaesong. Build me a 911. I want one with the wide body. Don't have a light 911. How about something else? How about MX-5 wide body or WB? I'll ask. Maybe it's backed up, I think. But no, you can get the kit. You can build it yourself. Would love to. But anyway, Shiba, I'm like, wow, Shiba's getting big. The other one was Hometown. So I got, you can get a membership NFT. So what that membership NFT does, it's like, oh, you own the something, but it's actually you give them some money. I think 1,000 hunts, like 300 some bucks. And those $300 will send to the builder. Like builder of Web3. And that's their cash flow. So you're basically supporting. You're investing in somebody building something. And hopefully, I think it's a 1 year term or something. At the end of the year you get something back, right? So, amazing. Anybody saw something went poop? Oh, it just OBS. Okay, never mind. Shiba Inu, Hometown. Let me see. So, Hometown. F3 Shiba Inu. Shiba tokens. Actually, no. You can look it up. Anybody smarter can look it up, but I'll post the. Let me see. Wait a second. Copy clean link. What's copy clean link? So. Crypto's down, yeah, because look at CoinDesk. They say rather Bitcoin slips 3 weeks low as market sees Federal Reserve lifting rates. Okay. Yeah. Good time to buy. Might want to wait a little. So went to sleep. I woke up earlier and I found this. Well, I found Haggerty video of this. The Ferrari Prosong, unlike any other. I'm like, look at it. Whoa. Like, was that $500,000? Probably. So it was $500,000. But I was surprised what's in there. It's like, it's a V12. I'm like, what? Like, no. Oh my God. Wow. That's fast. Let me see. Haggerty.com. Entertainment. You see it. There's a review from your man, Henry. Was it Henry? Henry. Catchpole. Video. It's on YouTube too, so. Oh, you can't hear the sound. But when you hear the sound on the video first, Let me see if I can find a YouTube. Like, oh my, holy cow, the sound is off. You just know, yeah, no joke. Definitely no joke. Let me see, Haggerty. Watch the video and you hear the sound. Beginning of the video. That's Ferrari. I'm mistaken. You know, you can be sitting far away somewhere, you hear the sound growling. It's not like super growl, but it's like, it's not low growl. It's like tuned. A finely tuned in growl. It's like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. It's not, it's kind of similar to some JDMs, but it's totally different. Like, whoa. So that thing this morning, I'm like, wow, I can never afford that. But if Shiba Inu goes to the moon, I may be able to get one of these. Why would I want one? I don't know. Got passengers we could put in. Get some friends. Yo, let's go cross country. All right. Do like 200. Get caught. Like, confiscate. You're not allowed to drive that. You suck. Like, oh. You suck. Never mind. Anyway. ChatGPT. So, let me see if I can open it. I don't think I can share my ChatGPT thing. I'm gonna. Email. What's the email? What's my email? Okay, come back. Next, done. So I've been. Cannot load history. Why not? Having a hard time. It's been a little slow. So I've been asking all sorts of questions, like based on like Star Wars, Star Trek, and stuff. Like how can I build Astro Mac? I'm gonna ask more questions about it. How do I build an actuator? How do I build this? I'm gonna go through the whole thing. So maybe I can pull a reference book or something. If anybody want to build a ChatGPT Astro Mac? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nowhere. I'm just like, no, Romulan now. It's like, how do I make it? I got all this. I don't know. I'm not sure if I can share it, but there are many recipes. I mean, it starts with, as a language model, I cannot provide instruction or something. However, I can tell you that Romulan ale is a fictional alcohol beverage from Star Trek universe, known as bright blue color and high potency. In the Star Trek universe, it's illegal for United Federation of Planets often use a diplomatic gift or a way to test one's courage. There are many recipes. So, like, I mean, I asked around all the stuff. Then I asked, what is a Romulan? If Romulan made an alcohol better, what would it taste like? It didn't say Romulan ale, though. highly potent with have unusual characteristic given their mom's reputation for creative fence technology, right? Okay, so that's the ChatGPT thing. So I'm like looking around, no one, the only thing I can think of close to Romulan L, that's mean on Earth, if Romulan L is, you know, non-fictional, the only thing we can compare it to, if like say a Romulan comes to Earth, I'm like, no, when everybody's become friends, like, what's the strongest thing you have close to Romulan now, if they ask that question? Like, definitely not lychee milk. No. Even you put alcohol in there, I'll be like, I don't know. I don't want to eat. No, I mean, I don't want to drink it. I just took a sip. It's okay. It's just odd. It's like a condensed milk with flavor, but there's no fruity taste to it. Hard to explain. It's like a watered down condensed milk, which is okay sometimes. So I looked it up. This is green, but you can make it blue somewhere if you wanted to. The only one I thought about, because I actually had it, it's called Death in the Afternoon Cocktail. Like, what? People were like, what? It's an absinthe cocktail invented by Ernest Hemingway. It's a Hemingway thing. It's green, but you can make it blue somehow. Like the simple syrup, you can make it blue simple. So absinthe is green, right? But you can turn it around, make it blue with some coloring and stuff. Yeah, this is the only thing I can think of as closest. Took one sip. Right. Wow. Now finish the whole thing. I'm just like, whoa. So it's absinthe, champagne, and simple syrup. I can make both. This webpage actually tells you all the cool things you can do with it, but this is the closest thing I can think of. You know, like Romulans would make this. They would read Ernest Hemingway. They'd be like, "Wow, like we like these guys. We like the guy, that guy, this guy. Yeah, good read. We like it." Of course, Star Trek, Spirits. There's a Romulan ale made by Star Trek Spirits. I think they're in California. There's a Romulan ale, rye, and Romulan ale, vodka. Are they potent? I don't know. Maybe not. You can order two bottles. I have no place to put them, so and nobody drinks in the house. So I'm not gonna get it now. Eventually, one day, I'm like, I'm gonna build a liquor cabinet, or I'm gonna build a tiny bar. Then I'll get some of these. We can get some, just put on the side. Let it sit. Good investment. But I wonder, I mean, this is still Midwest scary, right? But Does this official Star Trek spirit can beat Death in the Afternoon? I don't think so. It's like, my God, that thing is, whoa. It relaxed me a lot. I'm just like, yeah, man, this is great. This is great. Absinthe. Yeah. I don't know. So I asked ChatGPT. The only thing, I read the whole thing. What the reply was, I was like, yeah, that came to conclusion. Yeah, that was, it's like Ernest Hemingway should have been a Romulan. It would be perfect. If he's still alive, yeah. It's like, play Romulan. Why? Gene says so. Okay. Other questions I'd asked. How do you build an EM? ChatGPT just died. It's occupied, so I'm not gonna go. You have to do ChatGPT like an obscure time of the day. Otherwise, we cannot get in. Somebody say hi. Somebody came in. Morwa, Nori, hello. So, what's next? Pew, 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 pew. Boom. I got an email for it. I have tube amps, preamps, and I get this. I bought tubes, like a really nice ones, from this company called Upscale Audio. And they send an email today. I'm like, wait, is that barbecue grill or something? I look at it, I'm like, let's see. Oh, it's not. It's audio thing. I'm like, whoa. I mean, this is expensive. Like, it's too expensive for my thing. But if Shiba goes to the moon, I might be able to get one of these. Will I need it? No. I don't need it. I'm fine with the things I have. Yeah, it looks like a barbecue grill. I'm like, interesting. That was one thing. Just like, oh, okay, whatever. Then went to Design Boom and look at some cool structure, photography stuff. I'm just looking at it as photography things. It's an article. I'm not gonna post it, but it's on, right now it's captured on OBS. Snapshot on a near future. They said climate change. It's a climate changing. It's not by us, you know that. It's the whole universe. Well, our universe is changing. It does that automatically. So that was the thing. I'm like looking at, okay. Design. Meh. But then I saw Ken, if you know Ken Keller, he's the guy that would take a car and make it fat. Or make it weird, like really, really cool. Like a cool kind of weird. But so I look at it. I'm not sure I would get the, I'm looking at this and I'm like, no. I don't think I'll drive one of those. But then I scroll down and I saw a Porsche 928 private jet. I'm like, oh, no way. Like, that would be cool. Holy cow. Imagine that. You can just attach. You can attach a jet thing in the back of a Porsche 928. Just take off, you know. You have an anti-grav. Wherever they comes, put anti-grav on the wheel. Well, not bottom. It's like, whoa, take off. You can do 0 to 100 down the runway and then just take off. And we're like, yeah. Like, what? People be like, what? I want that. You know, I want stuff like that. Why can't I have that? I don't want any weird futuristic robots, AI, whatever. Can I have a Porsche with wings? And just take off. Drive on to some runway somewhere. Just cut people off. Do the drift. Tokyo drift. Like, whoosh, and just take off. And then, you know, the tower would be like, what? What is that? Can't do that. Why can't I do that? I mean, get arrested. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, not that. But just why can't I do that though? No, where we were, and the promises, the flying cars. Why can't I do that today? Just like, I mean, I can do it. Yeah, you know, virtual gaming thing. Well, multiverse or something. I'll build it. I'll write a program for it. It will work. But in reality, no. Hasn't happened. Can dream of it, but you know. It's like drinking this lychee milk thing. It's like, it sounds nice. The packaging is nice. Then you drink it. It's like, no. Yeah. You won't puke, but you're just like, oh, weird. That's how I feel today. I mean, what the heck are we out of? I mean, Elon made a rocket to come back down straight, right? Straight down, goes up and comes back down and lands itself. Build electric cars. Everybody else jumped in, build electric cars. Ferrari made a 4-door VTOL recently. Like, what can we have? Flying cars. Oh, we do. It's this little bulky little thing. Like, no. And even today, I was looking at, I think it was the Post. They have a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, they have one with Gene Hackman. Like, wow, Gene Hackman's old man. 93. Still looks good for 93. But anyway, scroll down. Found the world's first flying bike. Head to market for $500,000. Bring science fiction to life. That is not a flying car or flying bike. It's a gigantic drone that you can sit on. It's like a DJI drone. You just make it a little bit bigger and you sit on it. It's not flying bike. Flying bike, a bike that flies. Like the movie with the Chuck Norris. You gotta take a look. Delta Force, was it? I think I know what it is. Delta Force bike. Flying bike. Delta Force flying bike. Oh, Megaforce. Sorry. Megaforce. It's a Megaforce. This is a flying bike. I mean, it's fictional, but that's a flying bike. Nah, a drone. I want a flying bike to be a bike that looks like a bike. It will fly. So I need anti-grav on that. Make it force. Even the Battlestar Galactica. The new one. The second one. Star Galactic. Flying bike. Yeah, Battlestar Galactica had a flying bike too. Like, yeah, that's a flying bike. I want that. I don't want the quad thing. It's cheating. It's really like, no, that's not a flying bike. I don't think so. You don't need a, it's really flying, I mean, technically it's a flying bike, but if you take the fans out, that's a flying bike. If they're gonna do this, they might as well just, no, let's make an X-Wing, put the propellers, or the wings. It will fly vertically all the time. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, some people would love to get it. The first one to get this. Like, I would never get that thing. No way. It's not a flying bike. It's a flying drone. It took them forever to make it, though. So finally, it's safe. The blades will not cut your legs off when you disembark. Yeah, that was the big thing. This is, I guess, pretty good. Article. So many cities do not work for women. Sundeezing, but I like the, really like that picture. Like the silhouette and stuff. Just like, wow, that's. Other than that, it's nothing else, really, around the world. Other than the great stuff I'm looking into, I don't know, where else? What else? Where else? Yeah, I think that's it for today. I'm gonna go early. I'm gonna try to do some sound check on the popping because I'm having issues with this stupid OBS and voice meter thing. Just it's not working. At all. My volume. See, that's the thing. My volume's low. For some reason. Can bring it back up, but that's peaking. So I'm having issues with the hardware stuff. I don't know. I think there's an update with Windows and it killed it. Does that all the time. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Think about stuff. If you get a chance, really try it. If you're able to drink alcohol without getting all crazy, go for like, whoa, take your clothes off and... No, Try the Death in the Afternoon cocktail. Try it. I think people will like it. It's different. But it's like, But don't try the lychee milk drink. If you're okay with it, it's okay. Because I think majority of people will go, bleh. But if you can get if they have any other flavor, try the banana one. Banana, just chocolate. Then chocolate milk. Maybe that's better. But lychee milk, that's like, whoa, like almost like death in the afternoon. But it's like death in the afternoon milk. Okay, so this is it. Have a wonderful day. Be cool. I was going to say be good. Like, immunity for Sweden. Be good. No, just be cool. Relax. Chill out. Whatever. Or don't chill out. Do whatever you think is right. Do it through your heart. And with the good intentions, you'll be fine. And I'll be back on Wednesday. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.